In the story of Melchemes Midyan, after the Muhammad is over, then we have that the leaders come to Mershada, the Sari Alofim and Sari Meos come to Mershada. They say, we want to bring a Korban Hashem. The Keli Zov of Etzada, Betzomi, Tabas, Ogil, Bechumaz. Mersha accepts the Kelim, Beikach Moshe, Belazor, Kohen, as a Tzohov, Mesari Alofim. And they bring it to the Ol Moed. The Ramban says that they were melted down to make klishoris for avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, the question is, these kalim were kalim which were made for the purpose of taiva. They were the adornments of a woman. Specifically, one of them was even put in the Makam Erva. It was kumah, as Rashi says. It was so these are not for the most savory types of items. And here we are making them to be used as klishoris in the Beis Hamikdash. So Rabbi Eli Munk and his chumash, his the call of the Torah, suggests that maybe the makor is based on the fact that we know that the kir was made from the mirrors of the women. That's not a good sushtel, because over there, the Chazal specifically said that they used them as a way to arouse taiva and their husbands to have and not to give up in Mitzrayim and do the mitzvah peravu and have children. So it wasn't just the purpose of taiva. The purpose was the more holy purpose of making sure that Klai Yisrael was not destroyed and didn't die out, and people did not give up in the deep darkness and difficulties of Mitzrayim. So we see that as an element of Kedusha. But over here, these were the kelim of the Midyanites, which they had no such good intentions. They just did it for the purpose of taiva alone. So how can you take such a thing and then turn it around and use it in the Beis HaMikdash? Now, halachically, it's probably not a problem. Once it's melted down, you say Panim Kadosh is Bo Lakan, it becomes a new item, and now it's. But conceptually, we seem to wonder about what the idea is. So I was just wondering if you can argue the following thought. We're accustomed to look at taiva as something which is basically related to negativity, but we know that the Chazal say, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, they were concerned about the Yetzer Hara v'Avodah Zarah, and the Bereshit allowed them to eradicate the Yetzer Hara v'Avodah Zarah. The Chachamim saw that it was an auspicious time, propitious time for their Tfilas to be Niskabel. They asked for the right to destroy the Yetzer Hara for Gilui Arayos, for Taiva. And they did that, and they said there was no, because of that, there was no, they could not found a fertilized egg in Eretz Yisrael. But the Mor also mentions that when they did that, there was a flaming gold lion which came out of the Kodesh Kodashim. So this flaming gold lion is that the Kodesh of Taiva is given to us to be able to connect, so we can use it to connect to our spouse's beheter, we can use it to connect be'isser, we can also use it to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's part of the same, the Rama talks about a person who has thoughts which are improper, impure. He should think about the Torah, because the Torah also is avas, yelas ahovim avas chayn. I think I said that wrong. It's an element of chibur that a person wants to have. The Rishami says that when they did this, the chedus of the shmat to the geshmak and learning was taken away. So be sort of taiva is not a negative thing. It can be misdirected, misguided. It can be abused. You can get confused, but deep down, the yisod of a korban is a person coming and wanting to connect to his creator. Be a yisod that's rooted in the world of taiva. So that Nisa Bikli Shore is not something which is inappropriate, it's something which is quite appropriate. It's really the reality of what it means, why the Russian put time in this world to allow us to be Mischaber and to connect to him. Have a good Shabbos.